Spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva? Yes.
And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members.
Yes.
It was a script.
Nah.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
He's the one consistent thing of this shabby operation we do, Ben. He's been with us through thick and thin, through Pete and Kim not making it, to Will Smith getting slap happy this year.
We keep talking to him time and time again, as the intro says.
Enty, how are you in Hollywood, all right?
I am great. You know, that intro reminded me of the Twitter account Liza Minnelli Outlives.
Well, I need to have a look at that.
Oh, you haven't seen it. So, like, if anybody breaks up or anybody dies, it automatically, like, tweets out Liza Minnelli has outlived whatever.
She's bloody had a good innings, Liza Minnelli, hasn't she? How old is she now?
I mean, gosh, I don't even know. She's got to be in her, like, 80s, like, you know, for sure.
She's kind of one of those celebrities that you're like, are they still around?
76.
Yeah, okay.
Now, she's had, how many husbands has she had? This is the other thing. She has had.
She's had a lot of husbands, most of them not straight. But yeah, I think like her first husband, who's long dead, so we could talk about. She just wanted to get out from underneath Judy Garland, and so she married him when she was like 17 years old or whatever, and didn't care. And then David Guest, who's also dead. And I it's been a while since I went through Liza's marriages, but yeah.
Yeah, it's us too, to be honest, yeah. Us too.
Like I said, she's had a lot of husbands, four husbands.
No,
I've had four husbands. Anyway, Enty, thank you very much for joining us again this week. It's been a wild week for Kanye West, and you could copy and paste that comment for every week, but it seems like things are spiraling out of control and someone in his inner circle needs to step in.
He doesn't have anybody in his inner circle. Right. And that's part of the problem is that he doesn't it's kind of like Elvis with the Memphis Mafia. You know, if somebody's just enabling you to do something because they want that paycheck to come. But he doesn't even have somebody who is like an assistant who's there with him. He's just kind of just doing this all on his own. So there's just and he's not, you know, married anymore. And last time that he actually had somebody rein him in, it was not like Kim Kardashian. It was not, you know, anybody like that. It was his trainer, Carly Pasternak, who, you know, called his own doctor to have, you know, come take a look at Kanye. And it was that doctor that put him on a 5150 hold, which is our term for like involuntary, you know, psychiatric hold or whatever.
He's traveling around America, touring around America. He's launched his presidential campaign for 2024. He asked Donald Trump to be his running mate. Trump sort of said, no, I'll do my own thing. Thank you very much. And he's traveling around with, is it a white supremacist?
Yeah, he's traveling around with a guy named Nick Fuentes, who looks about 12, probably is a little bit older than that. But yeah, is a white supremacist, just a truly awful human being that says, you know, nothing positive ever has come out of his mouth. And it's just like, okay, Kanye, that's really, I think maybe Kanye should hope, if he could go back in time, maybe like 6 months or a year and just say, oh, you know, I don't know. I was having a problem and there was something wrong with me, but now I'm going to make new music and I'm not going to say anything that, you know, he would have been forgiven for his previous years of it. But at some point it's just like, where does he go? Where is the bottom? Yeah. What kind of apology can you make? You know, that's the thing is like, what kind of apology can you make? And I'm not sure how he ever recovers. But then at the same time, I know that R. Kelly gets like $10,000 a month sent to him in prison from fans.
Really?
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, it's almost like he's on a mission to self-sabotage for some reason. But obviously there are mental health issues as well. He said he admired Hitler and everything Hitler did. It just, you're right. I don't see any good coming out of this road he's traveling down.
No, and I don't think I've ever told you guys this story, is that, okay, you know the story where he wanted to name one of his albums like Hitler. And,
no.
But, okay, so yeah, he wanted to, and he was talked out of naming like the album Hitler. But at one point, he wanted to name North, the first child, Hitler, and had to be like physically talked out of it by Kim Kardashian and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, this is not something that's new. This is, if it goes back to like before North was even born. So it's not a new thing. it just, yeah, the, it just,
it's sad.
I don't know.
It's sad. It's, yeah, because at a certain point you go, is it controversy for art's sake? And maybe it was until a certain point, but now it feels like it's gone well beyond that.
Yeah, I think a controversy for art's sake is something like when he was hanging out with Julia Fox and they were now what really looks bad, like shilling for Balenciaga and like photo shoots in restaurants and everything and head to toe Balenciaga. You know, that's something that's controversial. But what he's doing now, I think, is past pushing the edge and is into something that I'm just, was he going to wake up one day and realize, okay, well, I can't ever get out of this and then do something to himself? Or is he going to wake up one day and say, I just need to apologize and maybe I can, you know, make a new start?
Mm. Have you met him?
No, I've been to like backstage to a concert, but I've never met him.
Harry and Meghan, the big news this week. Netflix, the documentary is finally going to come out.
No one sees what's happening behind closed doors. I had to do everything I could to protect my family.
When the stakes are this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
It does. It does, Meghan, make more sense. Is there a lot of groundswell over there for the release of this?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I thought that the reason that they escaped the royal family was to have privacy. So when you want to have privacy, do you make a Netflix documentary about yourself and how you're dealing with it? I don't know. And then there's that whole paparazzi thing with the fake paparazzi photo from Harry Potter, which, okay, I'm willing to cut them a break on that because they're not the ones who were responsible for that. That's the producers at Netflix or, you know, the producers of the documentary.
I think overnight some news broke about a shot that is in the trailer for this, which is a shot not even taken from paparazzi chasing Harry and Meghan. It was a shot from the Harry Potter premiere. So potentially the editor confused with Ron Weasley. You know, kind of much of a muchness.
They're both ginger.
Cut the editor a break, too.
Honestly, there wouldn't be a swarm of paparazzi. Okay, in 2006, 7, 8, okay, they would attract paparazzi. The only thing that's going to attract paparazzi right now, like really like good numbers of paparazzi, is if Britney Spears went outside or went to like Beverly Hills and went to dinner or something like that. It would probably get the 35 members of the paparazzi to go and do it. And paparazzi just are not in the numbers that they used to be. You're just not going to get hundreds upon hundreds. I was looking at when Lindsay Lohan went to court back in like 2007 or 2008, and there was 200 photographers lined up to take her photo as she got in. We don't have 200 paparazzi anymore. We just don't.
Well, everyone's got a phone now, don't they? Everyone's turned into a paparazzi.
Yeah, basically. So anybody can put something on the internet right away. It is. Gone are the days where there's just those sheer volumes. Now, at say like the Academy Awards or the Emmys or something like that, when you have wire service and news photographers from all over the world, it can seem like there's more than 200, but they're actually just coming from all over the world. But locally, the numbers are way, way down compared to where they were because everybody's also got their own paparazzi, they have their own person. If you see a photo, say, of Nick Jonas and Priyanka, or you see a picture of Kim, as long as she's not going into a restaurant, but if you see something else, it's taken by their own photographer and then just sold to whatever agency if they decide not to post it on their own social media.
Wow. That's, do you think anyone will care about this documentary? Well, I guess the world will, but is it going to be massive?
I mean, here's the thing. Netflix has it in every contract with anybody that they want to sign that they get some kind of superlative, whether it's most watched, you know, show ever, most, you know, most minutes downloaded. They come up with something new for every single person. They are not really huge into documentaries, so I have no doubt that they have agreed to say that this is the most viewed documentary on Netflix ever.
I always wonder, we obviously, you know, being colonized by the royals back in the day, by the UK, we're drinking from the King's Kool-Aid. Are they a big deal in America, Harry and Meghan?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're a big deal. I think that they thought that they were a bigger deal. I think that perhaps, you know, the royal shine is tarnished when you have, you know, Andy Cohen from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like the host, you know, as one of your guests on your podcast, then perhaps that's not exactly what we thought you'd be doing. We thought you'd be helping poor people, you know, around the world or bringing attention to that. And not talking about reality television. Mm. You know, it's a very complicated thing. You know, in America, we like to tear our stars down and then build them back up. I think that it's a very unique kind of thing. I know that they're probably not very loved in the UK. I actually would like to know how a fellow Commonwealth country like yourself feels about them.
Oh, listen, I'm indifferent. Yeah. Personally, yeah. I think if they can live the life.
I kind of wish them all the best, but they make a lot of news. Like every second day, it feels like they're on some sort of entertainment news site.
Don't get us wrong. When they do come to New Zealand, the Royals, we go bonkers. We froth them. Although we send them to quite possibly the most mundane locations we have in the country. Like poor Harry, no wonder he wanted to leave the Royals. We sent him to an island off the end of the country with about two people living on it, and he had to stay the night there.
Oh, well, I mean, we just had, you know, Kate and William here.
I know.
So, you know, they were in Boston, got to go to a basketball game. It was interesting because everybody in the crowd seemed to love it, and then one of the players was asked after the game, was it any different, you know, playing in front of royalty? And he goes, it's just a night like any other night.
Yeah. So. Probably couldn't pin them out. Well, I suppose when you got a lineup of Jay-Z and Pete Davidson all sitting in the front row. Hey, we've got Enty with us from Hollywood. Saw some photos, J-Lo, Ben Affleck with the kids buying a real-life Christmas tree. Now, what I did notice about this photo is it was massive. It was enormous. And then they strapped it to the roof of their brand new white car. And I'm thinking the twigs are going to scratch the paintwork. The sharp pines are going to scratch the paintwork. Is this how you transport your Christmas trees over there? And does it ruin the car?
It is. And it can. Okay. It's such a setup. Sometimes you really feel manipulated by celebrities or whatever. And this was that case. Like, how did they know that Jennifer and Ben were going to be at the Christmas tree lot, right? I mean, it's just, Jen called and said, hey, we're going to go buy a Christmas tree. Come over there and watch us. And then you can, you know, post the photos. So, yeah, it is how we do it. The tree, I saw the photos. It's probably standard. I would say, like, our standard Christmas tree that you take home is probably 2 meters. I don't think it was any taller than that.
Yeah, right. Do you go into the fake trees or it's all real over there? Because we mix it up here.
Oh, I would say that it depends where you live. Most, I would say it's more 70% fake and 30% real. I think, you know, when I was younger, it was probably the opposite of that. But nowadays, when you buy a fake one, it already has the lights already built into it. You don't have to wrap them or anything.
Just
open up the tree, and then the lights are ready to go. They change color and all of that kind of stuff. It looks better than a real tree oftentimes.
Yeah, I hear you. There's a lot of admin around a real tree. Ben, you've had to deal with real trees in the past.
Yeah, what do you do when it's time to get rid of them is the big thing. I put mine outside on the curb just to give me some time to think about it, and then came back half an hour later and two other people had put their tree next to it. So I ended up with the neighbor's trees to get rid of.
Usually, depending on the city, they have like for the week after Christmas, the trash pickup usually has, they'll pick up the trees.
Yeah, nothing like whacking down a whole bunch of trees and chucking them out two weeks later.
Yeah, true.
NT with us from Hollywood. Brittany, her husband, as a show of affection, I think it was for her birthday, filled the house, the entire house, full of balloons and petals. Now, it feels like more of a prank than a present to me. Having a whole house smelling like, imagine rubbery condoms and you got messy petals. But what else do you get Britney Spears, who has probably got everything?
Well, first of all, she paid for it, I'm sure. So, we got to think about that. And she said that she was sick and that she has the flu. And I'm thinking, okay, well, how did you get the flu? You don't go outside. You don't go anywhere. You don't have any contact with anybody. How are you getting the flu? I think that it was nice of him to do that on one of his very few nights that he spends at the house.
Does he not live there?
No, I don't think so.
Does he?
I mean, you think he stays over sometimes? No. And like, I'll tell you this. So he just got back from some movie shoot like a couple of weeks ago. And I know for a fact that he was only supposed to be gone for like a week, but he was gone a month.
Wow.
And that she's convinced that it's because his role is so much bigger than it possibly is. If that movie ever comes out, and I don't know the title of it or whatever, he will probably be in it for like 3 or 4 scenes. Definitely not a month's worth. So I think that he avoids going there as much as he possibly can.
Oh, right. Is it like us when the kids are going crazy at home? You just say, man, I'm getting so much work to do, so much radioing to do. Can't come home tonight.
I know, you go to a hardware store in, you know, a different island.
Yeah,
eat 41 sausages. Yeah, that's right.
NT, great to hear from you, my friend. You look after yourself this week, and we'll catch up in a few days, mate.
All right, you guys have a good week.